1958, Fidel Castro, with Carlos Prio's money, was taking it away from Fulgencio Batista, at which turn Carlos Prio's former prime minister tried to land a third force in Camagüey province, the idea being to seize the moment from Fidel Castro, a notably failed undertaking encouraged by the Central Intelligence Agency and financed by Carlos Prio, at home in Miami Beach. This is all instructive. In the continuing opera, still called, even by Cubans, who have now lived the largest part of their lives in this country, El Exilio, the exile, meetings at private houses in Miami Beach are seen to have consequences. The actions of individuals are seen to affect events directly. Revolutions and counter-revolutions are framed in the private sector, and the state security apparatus exists exclusively to be enlisted by one or another private player. That this particular political style, indigenous to the Caribbean and to Central America, has now been neutralized in the United States is one reason why, on the flat coastal swamps of South Florida, where the palmettos once blew over the detritus of a dozen failed booms and the hotels were boarded up 6 months a year, there has evolved, since the early New Year's morning in 1959, when Fulgencio Batista flew for the last time out of Havana, for this flight,